Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the match preview show. It's West Bromwich Albion versus Liverpool. I am joined by Ross and by Tom Dutton to preview Liverpool against West Brom. And I'm looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to this game because after this game, we get to play Roma in the semi-finals of the Champions
just
League.
Get this shit out of the way.
I just want to fast forward. I really would just fast forward. And that's a bit of a disservice because you should always want to watch this Liverpool side, but because that game is so prevalent, because it's on the horizon, you almost can't focus on anything but that game, can you? And Liverpool against West Brom, you know, we could wrap up Champions League football, or very close to, at the weekend, Ross, and it's a massive game for us.
Yeah, this happened with the Man City stuff. I think Paul was sceptical and wanted just to get to the European football, which I kind of understand, but then, like you said, this is important. I said it for weeks and on the build-up show and stuff, just get as many points on the board now as you can, then worry about Roma in a couple of days. I know it's a bit of a cliche thing to say, but then we've had so many discussions in the office. Those last two games can be a nothing. Just you can be able to rest players. Yeah. I know you've got to rely on Chelsea losing or slipping up, but if you put a full-strength side out, go for this, get the 3 points, then you're putting pressure on Chelsea. And like the way they're playing at the minute, the things they've got going on, there's huge potential for them to slip up.
Ross, question.
Yes.
Is it a good thing? Because everybody's been saying this for weeks now about those last two games, you want them to be dead rubber. If we were to get to the Champions League final, is that a good situation for Liverpool to be in?
I think it's good in terms of you can rotate your players and rest people, because the reason I said it a couple of weeks ago is the amount of injuries that we've had and you're not putting stress and extra things on that. I think you can kind of, if there are nothing, you can kind of pick and choose who plays. If you want to go full strength, you've got the option to do that, but you don't have to go full strength for the sake of doing it. Say like Trent's played a lot of football, he's young, he's 19, under a lot of pressure. If he can be rested for, I don't know, say half a game or one game out of the two, then yeah, it is.
What about, do you agree with that, Tom? Because listen, let's say we get I'm getting ahead of ourselves massively here. Let's say we get through against Roma, you've got Chelsea, then you've got a week until we play Brighton, then you've got 2 weeks until we play the Champions League final.
I'd
almost want us to be in win now mode.
I don't think we can turn that off though. I genuinely don't think so, and I don't think we will, purely because we want Mo Salah to get top scorer. We're going to keep creating chances. He's going to play the rest of the games regardless. I think he'll want to, and especially we've got to keep that attack fluid and going. You saw just putting Ings and Solanke in, it just didn't really click, and I think you're right. We need to keep it going mentally in terms of, look, we've got to keep it going. But I don't think this team has an off switch. I really don't think they understand what a dead rubber is. No game's a dead rubber. We go out there to win. The one disappointing thing about this is it's not at Anfield. Like you're saying, you want to see Liverpool play. I want to see Liverpool play at Anfield because the support's been so good, and that's the only downside for me.
I think I know where you're coming from in terms of the mentality of it all, but I think it's a bit of both, isn't it, really? If you, like I said, if you can afford to rest plays, I don't think they will treat you as a dead rubber, but just having that extra time to rest plays if you need to, and not going gung-ho or going all in on tackles and getting stressed out and worried and stuff. I know the professionals, you probably won't do that, but having that extra pressure going, you need to win this game. If you don't, we're not getting top four. I think that's, you could do without that.
Okay, fair enough. So we owe West Brom one, really, don't we? You know, last time out, they were the only team to beat us at Anfield this season for a start. You know, they beat us 3-2 in the FA Cup, didn't they? That was the VAR game. this Liverpool side, I think, Tom, and I don't know where you sit on this, will want to just right that wrong almost.
Yeah, they battered us that day. I was in the ground for that, and it wasn't, first off the VAR, I was in a nightmare, so I'm glad that's not there for the game, sorry. But Jay Rodriguez had a brilliant game, and we need to, and Rondon as well, just bullied our centre-backs. We just couldn't get a handle on either of them that game, and we need to make sure we do that, and I'm sure Klopp will have looked at that game, and the players will have sat down all through this week and have just gone, that's where you got bullied, lads. That's how we got that run. That's how we scored that goal. And I don't see it being a problem. I think we're going to go out there, and I think Salah's going to break Suarez's record.
Okay, well, yeah, he's one goal behind, isn't he, at the moment? Yeah. And listen, Tom just named the two danger men there, Jay Rodriguez and Solomon Rondon. You know, 20 goals between them, 11 for Rodriguez and 9 for Rondon so far this season. But they are bottom of the league, you know. We know they've changed manager. Darren Moore's been brought in 2 games ago, and I believe I'm right in saying that he won as many games in his 2 games. He's won 1 against Manchester United as Alan Pardew managed in 18.
Wow.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous how poor they were. But, you know, they drew 1-1 with Swansea in a big game for them. There's still a few points adrift from safety. Darren Moore got a win at Old Trafford. This side will want to go out there, and they need to go out there, and it's likely to cause us problems as well.
Yeah, I watched the Man United game at the weekend and stuff, and they very much gave Man United a run for the money. I'd seen to Tom before, and Man United were terrible by all accounts, but they're fighting for safety, ultimately. The other thing that they're doing is I watched the post-match press, and Ben Foster, the goalkeeper, he was saying the difference between there is, like, Darren Moore has just got that team room within a short space of time, so everyone wants to play for him. It's like, what? It's not his experience and the type of person that he is. Everyone wants to do it for him as well as themselves and a fan. So obviously, without saying, that's quite a big thing mentally for them to go and do that. And they'll take confidence from beating Man United. And I think they'll take confidence from playing us previously, even the 0-0. I don't think we were at our best in that game, but they'll take confidence going, well, we've actually drew at Anfield. So not many teams can say that they've done that. So, and it's the same group of players, so...
Yeah, I think Darren Moore's a strange story, actually, isn't he? Because I think he was a youth coach for them, and Pardew actually promoted him to a first team coach this season. I think I'm right in saying it was like November, December time. Wow. And then obviously he's been given the caretaker manager's job. And there's lots of West Brom fans now after the 2 games going, whatever happens, we should absolutely keep Darren Moore as the manager. And he's got a point to prove, and it's not just the players, is it, Tom?
That's a dangerous situation. We've seen that happen a few times. I can't remember what game it was. Was it Leicester? When they
Craig Shakespeare was
they
it?
They got their new manager in
with West Brom as well.
Was
I'm
it?
Sure, it was Pardew's first game when we drew 0-0, and you see it coming a mile off.
It's such a dangerous situation, because you see what a dressing room that's cohesive is that word with Liverpool. We're so good because everyone's together and we're playing for each other. If that's what they're doing, it's going to be a tough game. We have the quality to be able to shine through there, I think, though, so it should be.
I suppose the other sort of facet is it looking from Liverpool side of things, Ross. You know, third is very much on now. You know, at time of recording, Tottenham drew last night, didn't they? And, you know, that's a big result for us. That puts us 2 points ahead of them now in the race for third place. And we know that if we get back into the Champions League, that TV pool is more weighted towards third place than it is to fourth place. So, you know, there is an advantage for Liverpool to finish either second or third and not fourth.
Yeah, I think it's probably a sound progression as well. Like, I think Paul mentioned it the other week. If you see Liverpool fourth last year, third this year in the semi-finals, you can literally see the progression that the team's making. You can see it in the team because we watch them week in, week out. But to go, actually, you know, we're third, we're going places, have that as a point to say to the players. You know,
a point of pride.
Yeah, a point of pride. And then even second place is still on. I mean, depending on Man United get on tonight, I've played their time recording. We've seen, I know Bournemouth is safe, but we've seen throughout the weekend, these teams that are battling for relegation, or even Bournemouth, you know, they're still giving every game a go because they want to take that into next season, and they're not dead rubber to these teams anymore. So I think West Brom will be just as dangerous to play against as anyone else.
We've spoken about it already. We've mentioned the Roma game, Tom, and, you know, it's one of those things. It is dominating the thoughts of Liverpool fans, and, you know, I can totally understand why it's dominating my thoughts. I can't bloody sleep.
Yeah.
Not just the kids this time. It is the Roma game as well. And, you know, how does Jurgen Klopp, for you, ensure that complacency doesn't creep into this side? Is it about the message that he's displaying all week long, or is it about his team selection? What is it for you that he has to get across?
Well, last time before the around the City games, it was his team selection, and he showed us, no, we're going full strength, and we're going to keep it going. Obviously, the game in between was a...
Everton was a...
Was, yeah, exactly. Match. But the other game before that, he just went, nope, bang, there you go. And I think he's going to do that again. We can't afford at this point of the season. There was an interview, Oxlade-Chamberlain, he goes, we haven't done anything yet. He's so right, we've done nothing yet. We've put ourselves in a very good position. We haven't done anything. We've still got to win two more games and bottom of the league team. We should be doing this and just going out there, getting that 3 points on the board, going to Stoke if we haven't already got top four sewn up, and just doing it there and getting it out of the way and getting it done.
I can't wait for it. So before we get into our team predictions and stuff, just a little plug for my Stats and Tactics show this week. I do this show every single week on the RedmenTV.com. It's pretty much up there with one of my favourite shows that we do. I get to delve in depth and detail into each individual Liverpool fixture. You know, we look at all the key players, all the key tactics, and, you know, we just have a really in-depth look at Liverpool. So if you like sort of a little bit more analytical style content, then do come over there. If you just want the chat on the couch, we do all that stuff as well. But here's a little clip from this week's Stats and Tactics show. Let's have a look at Luis Carlos, because he makes one save, two punches, two run-outs, and both of which were successful. Another good performance by Luis Carlos. And he has 100% changed my mind on the goalkeeper situation at Liverpool. And, you know, I do sort of say, listen, keep your options open. If he makes any horrendous mistakes between now and the end of the season, at least still be scouting. But right now, Luis Carlos looks like he's making a really good fist of being Liverpool's number one. He understands the pressures of the situation. He's making top draw saves week in, week out. And to me, right now, it looks like you could save 70 million quid, because that's what you're rumoured to have to spend on Alisson. Now, we'll get a closer look at Alisson when we play Roma, of course. But really, save that 70 million quid is what I would be doing right now, and I'd be buying a centre-half partner for Virgil van Dijk with that 70 million quid, and I think that could propel us quite far up the league. And, you know, it's looking now like there's a title challenge next season, and it's early days, of course, but we've got Keita to come in, and there's a feel-good factor around Liverpool at the moment. And I'll tell you what, now is a great time to be a Liverpool fan. So there you go. Yeah, if you want to sign up for the RedmenTV.com, it's £5 a month. First month is free. That one, I was looking at Luis Carlos and just how much he's improved and what he can do for this Liverpool side, and whether we think actually we might not need a replacement next year. But let me know in the comments section what you think of that, whether you think Liverpool should be looking for a replacement for Luis Carlos, or whether you think actually this guy can do it at a high level for Liverpool Football Club. So we're going to move into our preferred 11s now, Jen. On three. You kidding? Okay, so why have you gone with yours, Ross?
I think something we just touched on before, going full strength. Because the players have had a week off, this is the first time in a couple of weeks they've actually done that. And with the big game coming up at the weekend, I debated on Trent Kline, but Kline wasn't part of the team against Bournemouth at all. Kind of think he's literally our only option, isn't he? I think you give him a run out, keep him in the rhythm of things. Same with the back four, really. If Lovren's fine, I think you play him, because I think you maintain that harmony, that partnership with Van Dijk and Karius going into the next game. This is all about the next game for me. It's just building that confidence. I think you need to go full strength as well, because I think this group of players is our strongest team at the moment. And I think the difference between playing West Brom last time, obviously there's a few different players and stuff, but we've got the ability to break teams down mentally and physically now. As we were saying, they don't have to switch off, they can't do it. And I think they've got the patience just to break West Brom down regardless of what they do. And then I think if you build a 2-0, 3-0 lead, which we're capable of doing, that's when you start taking people off and start going on towards,
like,
Roma.
I like the way you've thought that through. And Tom, why have you gone with the two at the back formation, mate?
I think we just go really, really attacking. West Brom are going to be sat back, so we'll just push everyone forward. No, I couldn't fit them in because my handwriting's terrible. But look, I've gone full strength, except for Trent coming in, Kline coming in for Trent. Just purely because, I mean, I don't know about Lovren. Hopefully he's fit, but I want him to play.
If he's fit, I think I'd agree. I'd put Klavan in, Tom, but if Lovren's fit and you know he's fit and he's going to be good for Tuesday, I think you're right. I think you play Lovren.
I put Kline in there just because I know we didn't see him against Bournemouth, but at this point I think Trent's our Champions League right back. Even
that
Robertson.
It sounded great.
He's a 19-year-old as well, Chris. Ridiculous. And I think Robbo's our Champions League left back as well. But I don't think Moreno is going to feature, but I just want to see Klein again. I really want to see him put in another good performance and not have to worry about being the attack because Clavin's not on the left-hand side. It'll be Robbo doing that and he can kind of sit back and be all right. And then I see you put Milner in there.
Yeah, I think I'm the only person who's put Milner in there. I thought I'd prefer us to actually rest Ox. I think, you know, since Chan's gone down, for me, Ox has played probably more minutes out of the other midfield three. Henderson obviously had a suspension the Champions League last time out against Man City. James Milner, I can't see Klopp leaving it a week and a half, nay, 2 weeks between James Milner performances, wouldn't it? You know, I know he came on against Bournemouth, but that's 2 weeks since the Manchester City game before his next game, and it just feels like it's a little bit too long. And if, because Ox has played quite a few minutes, I thought maybe get Henderson, get Wijnaldum, get Milner in there and just blitz them with the front three, like Ross said, to be honest with you.
They're very physical side as well, West Brom. I think James McLean and Chris Brunt,
they
love a tackle.
Yeah.
I think Milner could probably cope with that better than some of our other players or give that protection to other players.
It is hard. I just think Ox is going to do more in an attacking sense. Get him on, get three goals between everyone and then take Ox off for Milner is fine by me.
It sounds easy, but listen, you joke. Liverpool have been making it look fucking easy over the last few weeks, haven't they? And it is kind of just that. Ox brings the ball out, passes it to Firmino. Firmino decides whether he's going to score or sit someone on their arse and not score. And that's the way that Liverpool have been doing it. Rival fixtures we normally do now, but it's very difficult because obviously the semi-finals of the FA Cup, you know, three teams are going to be playing that. Tottenham's going to be Chelsea playing tomorrow night, Thursday night, aren't they?
Burnley.
So we'll know if Burnley beat Chelsea tomorrow, we can secure top four with this victory.
Yeah.
That will be best case scenario. Other than that, we might have to wait another week and try and get it against another side that is struggling at the moment in Stoke City. So
Bournemouth might be United tonight.
Hopefully. Hopefully. The game's literally on now. I don't know what you're doing watching this. We could be watching whether Bournemouth will beat Man United and we're in a fight for second. So there we go. Okay, well, score predictions before we go then. Ross.
Yeah, 3-0.
Who scores?
Salah, hat-trick.
Wow, okay, so that puts him on 33 Premier League goals, 43 for the season. Only four behind Ian Rush. Wow, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say 4-0. Salah 2 and Ox 1 and Bobby 1.
4-0.
Yeah, I really just see us. We're so good, Chris. There's no point in going, oh, we might not. We are going
to. We just beat Man City 5-1.
The bottom of the league, I know you can't be complacent, but we are brilliant. We're the informed team in Europe.
Okay, well, here's something to temper you, maybe. The Reds have lost two of their last three Premier League games against the side starting that day. Bottom of the table. We've won one, lost two, all versus Swansea, including the last one in January. The last time we lost two games against bottom play side in the same season was 2010-2011. Has that changed things slightly for
you? I'm going for a 1-1 now. No, I don't care.
I'm going to go 4-0 now.
I don't think we'll get beaten by West Brom, but I do feel that they are a danger. You know, as good as Liverpool have been, you know, they are not down yet. They're 9 points behind. I think it is Swansea, actually, isn't it? That they're 9 points behind in safety. So they have got something to fight for, whether we think they're down or not. The squad won't let them, and the manager will not let them sort of take this game lightly. But ultimately, Liverpool are going to be too strong. Liverpool are too good. We've got Jürgen Klopp. We've got the best striker in the league. We've got the best front three in the league. And right now, it's looking like we've got one of the best defences in the league as well. So for me, it's a nice, simple 3-0 victory. Hopefully, that will be the case. I know Klopp's record in lunchtime games isn't as good as his evening games records, which is quite strange. He doesn't like the lunchtime games.
He's saying he loves to be in the pub or also having his lunch. That's what he's like. That's what I should be doing.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. I mean, if you can, you would.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So I'm really looking forward to this game. You should be too. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. We're nearly at 250,000 subscribers. We want to get there before the end of the season. And I've literally subscribed through every email address I've got. I haven't got any more, so you're going to have to help us get there. Thanks very much for watching. Thanks to Ross. Thanks to Tom. Thanks to Si behind the camera, of course. And thank you all for supporting the Red Men TV. Ta-ra.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.